Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation, an inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
The SEC softball team is gearing up for regionals today as they open the Region 11 tournament against Iowa Western in Marshalltown. The Blackhawks won 30 games this season, finishing the regular season with a 30-18 record. Head coach Melissa Flores likes where her team is at entering region play.
I feel like her team is peaking at the right time going into the post region play. We face Iowa Western this Friday at noon. And, you know, we split with them up there. They swept us at home. We just need to come out and be able to score runs.
Today's matchup will mark the fifth meeting of the season between the Blackhawks and the Reavers. The Blackhawks won the second meeting of the year in Council Bluffs and are looking for a bit more offense in the upcoming matchup.
We need to be able to hit the ball and score runs. I think up there, you know, our pitching and defense dominated. And we just need to be solid across the board on that regard. Their pitching staff really pitches us inside. We've got to be able to adjust to that pitch, put the ball in play, and we have to get runs across the board in order to get some momentum.
SEC finished the season strong by sweeping Marshalltown by the scores of 20-4 and 24-3 this past Monday in Marshalltown. The Blackhawks this season have been led by sophomore Ashley Rosato, who led the team in hitting with a .473 average and hit 11 home runs, while also leading the team in pitching with a .252 earned run average. Sophomore Heather Geiger also batted over .400 for the Blackhawks, hitting at a .435 clip. The Blackhawks are seeded third in the Region 11 tournament and will face the second-seeded Iowa Western Reavers this afternoon in Marshalltown. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, I'm Michael Raskowski.